We're doing Sefer Mitzvot HaKatzar, and we're up to the 26th mitzvah. The 26th mitzvah is to count. We have a mitzvah to count from the day they brought the Omer sacrifice, which was the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, the second day of Pesach. From that day we count 7 weeks, 49 days, to the 50th day, which is Shavuos. Shavuos means weeks, 7 weeks. We count up to there. And we make a blessing over that counting, and we stand while we make that counting, even though if you counted while sitting, you fulfill your obligation, but ideally we stand. And this mitzvah is obligatory for males. It's unclear whether today it's biblical or rabbinic. We rule halachically that today it's rabbinic, being that we don't have the sacrifice. We rule that today it's rabbinic, but nonetheless, we have this mitzvah. Women are not obligated, but some women like to do it anyways. It's a mitzvah, why not? The 27th mitzvah is... We know Pesach, the first day and the seventh day are a holiday. So that's on the seventh day that we have to rest. We don't do work, right? It's a Yom Tov. We have Chol Hamoed in between. But on the seventh day of Pesach, we rest, and that's everyone, men and women. The 28th mitzvah is on Shavuos, that we rest. That Shavuos is a holiday, and we don't do work on Shavuos. So that's the 28th mitzvah. The Torah says, on that day declare the day of holiness. And part of the idea is also that we gather, that the Jewish people get together in synagogues. That's why it's called the Moed. Moed could mean a set time, or Moed could mean a time of gathering, that everyone gathers in shul. The 29th mitzvah is that on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, we rest. And then we have a mitzvah to also go to shul, and we don't do work. That's the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And the 30th mitzvah is that on Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we know we have a biblical mitzvah to blow from a horn of a kosher animal. We use the horn of a lamb, right?
Ram.
Okay. And biblically we have to hear 9 blasts. Tkiyah, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiyah, that's 3. And then Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah, that's 3. And Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah, that's because we don't know what the blasts are. Meaning the Torah says, make a long blast, and then short blast, and then a long blast. What did the Torah mean by short blast? Did the Torah mean, do, 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 what we call a Shvarim? Did the Torah mean Trua, do, 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 do? Or did the Torah mean both? We're uncertain, so we do all 3. So that's we do 3 of each, and that's the bare minimum midoraisa biblically. So that's the 30th mitzvah to hear the shofar blown on Rosh Hashanah.